We're holding here Mishnah Brura, Simin Tov Nun Aleph, the halachas of Agolas Kalim Sif Vav. Page 330 in the English edition. So the Mechaber tells us as follows. Kol kli hochen boi acharoiv tashmishoi. To explain what this, literally the translation is every kli, every vessel, you go after the majority usage of this kli. Now let's just explain for a second. We discussed there are different levels of kashering. There's what's called hagola, which is with liquid. We discussed there's libun chomer, which is, let's say, called a blowtorch. Okay, the highest level of kashering is something. And then we said there's libun kal, which is hot enough that if I would take a piece of straw to the pot, it would be singed. It would get burnt up. That's libun kal. Now, when is a person required to do one of these different? There's also kli rishon, there's also irui, pouring. When does a person have to do which one of these methods of kashering? So the Mechaber here is telling us it depends on what it is used for the majority of time. If the majority of time you use this with water, even though once in a while, according to the Mechaber, it's used with heat, all you have to do is a lower level of kashering, which is hagala, if the majority of the time it's used with water. The Rama will see, will disagree with this. And he'll say, no, we go after, if it was used with heat, so even though majority of the time it was not like that, we still have to kasher with heat. Okay, let's see the Mechaber now. Kol kli, every kli, holchem boy acharoiv tashmishoi. We kasher it according to what is used for the majority of its time. Hilkoch, therefore, ka'ayrois, certain types of plates, not the plates that we use. Afal pi shelaf amim mishtamshin bahem bekli rishoin ala eish. These type of kairos, these types of plates, kairos, that they would use sometimes on the flame. Kevin shiroiv tashmishin hu beirui, since they're normally used, these bowls, these plates, by pouring into it, shima'are alehen mekli rishoin kachu echsheron. So the way to kasher is also to pour hot water on top of them. Even though there are times when they are used directly on the fire. So there's a lower level requirement over here because the majority of time is just the usage of this kli is just with iroi. Now, let's take a look at the Mishnah Rura, Sifkot Memhei. Kevon Sheroiv Tashmishon. V'huadin Kelim Shemishtamshin Behen Bitsoinein. So too, Kelim that is used with cold. Dailehem mishtifa ledeyazu. According to this opinion in the Mechaber, all you have to do is wash it out. Why? Because the majority of the time, this cup is used with cold liquid. Afal pi shelafam ishtamish behen bechamin. Even though there are times that it is used with a hot temperature. Kachu hechsherin sifkat memvav. The same way that it was used, that's how you kasher it. Mikamokoim, nonetheless, im yadua, shetoich mi'eis la'eis. If within, mi'eis la'eis means within 24-hour time frame, hishtamshu boi chametz, b'kli rishon mamish, if he used it with chametz, in a kli rishon itself, the first vessel, af api she'iker tashmish shaloi, tomid, hu alidei iroi oi b'kli sheni, even though normally it's used by pouring into it or with a kli sheni. So one might think I could be lenient, but since in this case it's been used in the past 24 hours and it was used with chametz, tzrichin hagolo b'kli rishon dafka libud kuli alma imalidei ur tzorich libun. Then if this kli was used with the chametz within the past 24 hours, one would have to do hagolo to it, and if it was used direct contact with fire, then it'd have to be used with a day ur. Two reasons. One is because it's a ben yomo, and what was it used in the past 24 hours? It was used with chametz in the past 24 hours, right? That's what he was saying here. So then, if you use it with direct contact with fire, you have to do libun to it. Let's see now the Haggah. Is not a difficult Ramah, just a little long. The Ramah says, V'yesh machmirin lahagil hakairis b'kli rishon. The Ramah says that the minig is, those who are machmir, they're strict to do hagala to these plates in the Kli Rishon, and this is the minug. Sif katan mem zayin in Mishnah Brura v'cheinu aminug. Mikol makayim, nonetheless, b'diyeved samchinon adei rishoina. B'diyeved, we can rely on the first opinion in the Mechaber, which was mentioned, which is what? That we go after, review that keli after Rav Tashmishon. If I may use from Gedalia's cup over here, there's milk in here right now. Now, sometimes he puts hot liquid in there. Okay, so you'd have to know, what is the majority of times that it's used for? Is it used for hot, or is it used for cold? So, according to the Ramah, we do Hagolah to it. However, b'diyeved, if we do not do Hagolah, we do not purge it, you can still use it just by even rinsing it out, like we just mentioned. Back in the Ramah, on top, we can go back and forth from the Ramah to the Mishnah Brura, where it says the Mem Ches there. V'chein b'chol davar sheyesh lachush. In any keli, in any utensil that we could be concerned, shema nishtamesh boy b'kli rishon, that maybe it was used b'kli rishon. K'goyin kapos v'chadayim lezeh, like spoons and similar utensils, then we have to kasher in that way. It says the Mishnah Brura sifkat mem ches v'chein b'chol davar b'kli rishon v'wadin. Im yesh lachush shenishtamesh boy lefamim al yedei ha'ur, tzarech libun dafka. Ubelibun kal kidlava sevdale b'aga. So too, with things that were used with direct contact of fire, so you have to do libun. Now, which libun do you have to use? He's saying libun kal is enough. You don't have to get it to the highest temperature. Libun kal, like we mentioned, that the straw would be burnt if it comes in contact with the cup, that would suffice. Continues the Ramah. At the end of the line, V'yesh machmirin lahagil kol kli shtiyo afa pisha tashmishon b'tzoyni. This cup in front of us that Rav Gedalia uses here. You'd ask the Ramah, what do I do with this? Do I just rinse it out? What do I do? How do I take care of it the best way possible? I want to use it for Pesach. He would say, do agola. Purge it. Put it into the boiling pot of hot water. Afal pi she tashmishin bitzoin, even though it's used for cold. Why? Mishum shelefamim, because there are times, mishtamshin bahen bechamin. There are times that it's used bechamin, with hot liquid. And this is the custom to do a hagala to these types of utensils and kalim. Now, b'di'evit, you can just use shtifa, which is rinsing it out. Sif cotton memtes. B'shtifa. What does it mean, b'shtifa? Dahayno sheshifshifo itchilo heite b'mayim. Shtifa means that first you clean it out well with water, make sure there's no chametz, anything stuck to it. Then you, literally the word sheshifshifo means to rub it well from any chametz. Then you rinse it off with the water. Back in the Ramah, ukayrus gedoilus shelo yucha lahachnis toich kli rishon. Yitain aleihem even melubon viyara aleihem roischin mikli rishoin vavika kli rishoin. V'chein kol kayoitz beze viyavira even al kol akli she'oz magil kulay. Okay. What happens if you have a very large utensil that you cannot fit into a pot? It's too large. How do you kosher it? So we're being introduced here to using an evin melubon. An evin is a stone. Melubon is the same word as libon, a burning hot stone. And you place the hot stone on top of this item that you're kashering. And then you are pouring hot water onto the stone. And then that the stone is kashering. And whatever the stone is not going to come in contact with, that hot liquid is going to kasher. Now, of course, any item that a person, We discussed this in the past, that a person would be concerned that the stone or the heat would ruin, you cannot kosher it. Because then we're going to say you're not going to put this, you're going to bring it close to it, but you know, not really going to touch it. That's not going to help. Because you're concerned it's going to ruin the material of this item. Sif kot nun, in the Mishnah Brura, yitin aleihem evan meluban, put the stone, this hot stone on this item, on this utensil, v'chei noigin, le'inin hechsher, ha'shulchonis, ha'safsalin, and the Mishnah Brura tells us, those who would kasher their tables and benches, this is how they would do it. They would use this evan meluban, this hot stone, with the pouring the liquid. V'yinagiv ha'shulchon t'chilo, first dry off this table, why do you want to dry it off? Because you don't want the water to cool off. So if there's droplets of water on the table, first dry it off, clean it off and dry it off, then you put the stone with the water afterwards.
Are they afraid that a liquid left on the surface will cool off the hot liquid?
Yes, correct. That is a concern. The concern is that some liquid on the surface will cool off the liquid you're pouring onto it. Okay. Sif kot nun aleph, avik a kli rishon, and then it's like a kli rishon, it's a loymar. Af agav de ein ze ele iroi, even though this is only considered to be iroi, nikomokoim, kevin shu al yidei evan melubon, ein maniyah hamayim litstanin. The Mishnah Brura, as we know, in the way he writes, he gives his answer without stating the question. So he's basically saying like this, Af agav de ein ze el iroi, even though this is only iroi, what he's asking is, we said in the beginning of the halacha, kol kli holchin boy acharev tashmishon, the way you kasher it is the way it was used. So it wasn't used with iroi, and it seems like I'm kashering with iroi, so how could I do that? How could I kasher in the way it wasn't used? The answer is, that kevan shu al yedei evan meluban, since I'm placing the hot stone on the table or the benches or whatever I'm using it for, ein maniach hamayim l'stanya, does not permit the water to cool off when I pour the water. V'avikiilu nosno b'seich kli rishon, and it's as if I am placing it into the kli rishon. Once again, we're discussing here a case where you are not able to put into your pot because it's too large for the pot. So now I have another solution. That is as if it's being placed into the pot. However, we'll see the El Yeraba is not going to be so pleased with this, and the Mishnah Brura even more so. The El Yeraba, one of the Achroinim, come out. The Al Kolponim, Einoi Moyel Hagolo, Alde Avonim, Ela Bekairo Koyoitze Bezeh, Shirov Tashmishon, Hu Alde Iroi Mikli Rishon. The El Yeraba tells us that this process of the Evan Meluban will not help. Ein moyel hagola. The hagola will not help, or the purging will not help. Aladei avonim, by using the stones, ela bekairo, by a plate, or kayoitze bazeh, that most of the times it's used through the iroi, through pouring, from a kli rishon. Masha'en kein bedavar sheroiv tashmishon, hu bekli rishon, ein moyel lahagil boifin zeh. But a type of vessel which is normally used with a kli rishon, you cannot kasher with a stone. Let's just repeat what the El Yerab is saying. We discussed a way of kashering through putting the hot stone and pouring the water. The El Yerab is introducing to us that this can only be done if the majority of times this utensil that I'm kashering was used with like an iroi. But if a pouring method. But if it was used the majority of times in the kli rishon, then this does not help because it's not 100% bona fide kli rishon.
Well, isn't
the kli rishon
pouring too?
No, kli rishon. Kli rishon is the pot.
It's the pot.
Itself. The pouring is a separate level, a lower. Like when you take the soup and you pour into the, that's the iroi. That's pouring in. That's so. Here's my bowl, and here is the soup I'm pouring in. Let's say right.
So this is the kli rishon.
Right. So then this has to be kashered in the kli rishon level of being immersed into a kli rishon on the fire.
Oh, okay.
Right. Okay. So if the majority of the times it's used as a kli rishon, the El Yerab is saying, then I cannot use the stone method. I'm glad we clarified. Very good. Now, the Mishnah Berurah continues, says, well, in his daidig, he says further, that even by the plates or other things like this, we should not be lenient in an ideal situation to do hagala through stones. Just make sure if it was not used in the past 24 hours from a kli rishon. So if you want to use the stone, like we said earlier, it cannot be used in the past 24 hours from the kli rishon. Sifkot nun beis, v'chein kol koyetz bezeh, any other item that you want to kasher in this way, kegoyin dapi mul yosois shel basar agvino lefam noisna leim chamin. It seems like they had a board, maybe like a preparing a food board, a cutting board. Mul yoso was the chametz dika food, like with a dough, that they put either, let's say, meat inside or cheese inside of it. So there are times that that came in contact with hot liquid, hot temperatures, food. So also you have to kasher the same way. Sifkot nun gimel akol kli, it has to be covered on the whole entire kli. The whole kli has to be kashered. V'afal gav de beizem mokum einu negiha even. Now, the truth of the matter is, there are places, let's say I'm kashering this item over here, so the stone is not going to reach everything, it's just not possible to get everything. But you'll have the hot liquid, which will come down from the stone, and will come in contact with those parts that the stone is not kashering. That's what he's about to tell us. He says, however,
is the water that you pour over the stone
boiling hot?
Hot water.
Boiling hot water.
And the stone is also
yes,
heated.
Yes, correct. It's like a tea kettle. You put on the flame, you burn it up, it whistles, you know it's ready, you have your burning hot stone, and then you go to work.
How long did the stone be heated?
That's a good question. I don't know offhand. That's a good question, though. Meha resicha ha'olim, so he says, the stone doesn't touch everything. Meha resicha, however, ha'olim min ha'evin noigim shel mishari. But the liquid that comes down from the stone, it comes in contact with those parts that the stone does not touch. Mekomokon bekairos shiesh lehem agonim ublitois, kein kaftarim uprochim. If you have different utensils, vessels, that have nice designs, they come out, they protrude, flowers, whatever it might be, to decorate this item, then you can't put the stone on it because it just can't get around over all those places. So he says, you can't put the stone everywhere, all over it. It's possible that the liquid will also not reach there properly right away. In such a scenario, these type of utensils should not be kashered with stone, but purge it, place it in the boiling pot of hot water. Okay, let's see. Right. That's interesting. Right. That's what it sounded like in the beginning. Now he's saying over here, I'm assuming perhaps he started off that big thing with that stone and hot water, and then he has this other item next to him, and that he figures, you know what, let me kosher it also. But this type of item cannot be koshered with that stone because you have those flowers and ornaments coming out from it. A couple more sifim over here, not too long. Sif Zayin, Yesh Misho Eimer, De Kapois Asuyis Mikeren, Ein Lahem Takona HaBahagola. Spoons that are made from horns, not ivory, as was pointed out to me, they cannot be kasher through agola. The kevin shemiskalkelin b'mayim chamin chayshinan dil mechayis alayhu. Since the spoons made of horn will be ruined with this hot temperature, then the person will be chayis, will be concerned to kasher it properly, with to apply the right temperature, and then it will not be kashered. Sif cotton. Where were we? This was nun dalid. Hasuya, it says the Mishnah Berurah, Hasuya is mikaren, kevar kesafi la'al v'sif kotun chav gimel, says the Mishnah Berurah I wrote earlier, du'adin imrak haketa shelahem, Hasuya is mikaren. Even just the handle, we discussed earlier, the handle of the knife, They're just made from the horn. For example, here's the blade, and this would be the handle. So if just the handle part would be made from the horn, you still can't use kasher. Why? Because the person will not want to insert the whole thing into the water. He'll come out without a handle. Do adin imraka keta sifkan nunhei dilma chayisalayu. He might have be concerned to get ruined. However, vasuya mi pearl mutter, that which is made out of a, in English it translates a mother pearl.
Mother pearl.
Mother pearl. That means pearls.
No, it's the lining mother of pearl. Shells. Of
the
seashells.
Lining of seashells.
The seashells is called mother. It has like an iridescent look. I've seen it.
It's a very hard material.
Yeah.
Apparently, because he says here, kevin shu koshim oid. It's very hard. Ain't a dime like Karen. It's not similar to Karen, and it will not cause it will not get distorted, not get ruined, and then a person will be permitted to kasher that which is made from the pearl mutter. Well, we'll stop here for today, and we'll continue tomorrow, Mr. Shem.